From the Skywards News Center, I'm Raphael Torres. The town of Georgina has officially opened a new live fire training tower to help firefighters improve their emergency response skills. Georgina Fire Chief Ron Jenkins spoke with us about the project.
Being in Georgina allows us to stay within our municipality. We've had occasions when our firefighters have been outside the municipality training and we've had large fires occur. We still keep our resources here to respond, but we've lacked our depth of response and our ability to cover off the municipality. So then we have to have mutual aid implemented, which is another municipality coming in. That lessens their strength. So this allows us to train at home, it allows us to train more frequently, and it allows us to better prepare the training programs we need to suit our firefighters.
The project received more than $550,000 in funding from the Ontario government and will also be available for nearby fire departments to use. Tree cleanup continues across Newmarket after last Friday's severe storm, with more than 200 town-owned trees damaged, mainly around the Yonge Street and Mulock Drive area. All reported road blockages have been cleared, while crews continue removing hazardous trees and branches, including along local trails. Work is expected to continue into next week. The town is thanking residents for their patience as crews prioritize public safety and restore access to affected areas. York Regional Police are asking for the public's help to identify a suspect following a jewelry theft in Newmarket. Police say a man entered a jewelry store near Yonge Street and Davis Drive on June 1st, asked to try on a gold chain, then ran from the store while still wearing it. Anyone with information is asked to contact York Regional Police or submit an anonymous tip through Crime Stoppers. To see a photo of the suspect, visit the local news page at kcountry937.com. From the Skywards News Center, I'm Raphael Torres.